The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. You probably know that living things are a big part of what has shaped the world we live in. For instance, it wasn't until about 400 million years ago that fire was abundant on Earth, since previously there had not been enough oxygen in the atmosphere to burn, and before an abundance of woody plants, there wasn't adequate combustible material to burn either. And of course, rock-like coral reefs and places like the White Cliffs of Dover are formed from the skeletons of ancient sea creatures. But even today, animals help shape the world around them. The booming deer population in the northern United States is bad for the animals' beloved hemlocks. During Michigan winters, white-tailed deer converge on stands of young hemlock trees for protection from winter chill and predators. The high concentration of deer in a small space saturates the soil with nitrogen from urine. While deer pee can be a valuable source of nitrogen, a rare and necessary nutrient for plants, some deer yards are now too rich for the hemlocks to grow. Slow-growing hemlocks prefer low-nitrogen soil, and the prolific pea results in nitrogen-loving species like sugar maple outgrowing the hemlock trees.
The 90-Second Naturalist is brought to you by the Gehring Center for Family and Private Business at the University of Cincinnati. GrowYourFamilyBusiness.com.